The General Secretary of the PNT, Bernard Mona, has defended the performance of the party's flag bearer, Hassan Ayariga, at last night's IEA debate. He said Mr. Ayariga outshined all the other candidates. He, however, regrets that some critical issues like sports and culture were not covered.
Generally, I think that the debate was good. It provided the people of Ghana to know the composure of the various candidates. It also gave the candidates the opportunity to ventilate their ideas on various topical issues. I thought that there were so many other issues that the debate did not touch on. Expected that issues of sports should be of concern to all of us, particularly so when we know that apart from our people dying, sports have constituted one of the highest form of unifying our nation. I also thought that if you look at the issue of culture, which is dear to my heart, that the debate was unable to touch on culture, to touch on youth and students.
Talking of the candidates, how will you rate your candidate, Mr. Hassan Ayariga?
I have always said that Hassan Ayariga is an issue-oriented person. And clearly, yesterday, that is exactly what he did. And indeed, when it came to the issue of corruption, he went on ahead to enlarge the definition of corruption to say, corruption includes making promises that you know are not tenable, that most of the presidential candidates are making promises, knowing that these promises you are making, they are just deceptive promises that you know that cannot be delivered when you become president of this nation. So if you hoodwink a group of people into believing in something, it also amounts to corruption. I think that it's important for us that he has enlarged the definition of corruption to include some of these things that hitherto were excluded from the cap of corruption.
And Mr. Mona, one thing that is the talking issue now is the number of references that your candidate, Hassan Ayariga, made to Nana Akufo-Addo of the MPP and the body contact. Why did he choose to do his debate that way?
Nana Akufo-Addo was the closest to him in terms of major opponents. That is one. Number two, probably he doesn't see President Mahama as a threat to his presidency, but he sees Nana Akufo-Addo as a threat to his presidency, and therefore he needed to jab Nana Akufo-Addo on most of the policy intents that Nana Akufo-Addo has for this nation. There is nothing wrong with that. In every debate, you look for the strongest that you think and to attack.
Now, how do you react to suggestions by some analysts that the conduct of Mr. Hassan Ayariga was a bit repugnant and very embarrassing and rude to Nana Akufo-Addo?
The MPP certainly would not be happy with what Hassan did. I can sympathize with them. But why? So all the MPP is saying is that Hassan should have gone attacking Abu Sakara or gone attacking John Mahama because they think that they deserve to be attacked and not the flag bearer.
Right. A text message you read on TV today from your organizer said that Mr. Hassan Ayariga was assaulted after the conference. How true is that?
Well, I am yet to investigate it, but that news came to me that three leading members of the MPP, whose names I will restrain myself in mentioning, physically almost attacked Hassan, but for the police quick intervention. And I think that that is not good for our democracy. The MPP should want people to speak their mind. Hassan spoke his mind. It may not be palatable. It may not be tasteful to the MPP.
PNC General Secretary Bernard Mona talking to Bubu Klinogo.